It's called the Actively Engaged Farm Management Rule. It basically says
one must be actively engaged in the management of a farming operation in order to receive a USDA payment.
And of course, this will depend on how the farm is structured. Val Dolcini runs the USDA's Farm Service Agency. Originally, farm owners had until June 1st to report that management structure to USDA, but they've extended that deadline, giving
30 additional days for farmers to talk to their local FSA office or their attorneys or business advisors or others about how they structure their farm organizations for purposes of receiving USDA payments.
Dolcini says only about 1,500 farms out of just under 2 million come under the rule. In general, it says only one person, one actively engaged manager per farm, would qualify for payments, but larger and more complex operations could request up to two additional qualifying managers. So structuring of the farm with this rule in mind is important. Val Dolcini says this extra time will be useful for those farms. The new reporting deadline, July 1st. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.